Hey guys, you're watching the after show for Faking It. This is season 3, episode 7. Game on. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's my mind to be jealous.
Karma.
I still get jealous.
Why are you so jealous, Karma?
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to our little performance here today. That's all we're here for.
I got vocals over here, man.
Yeah, that's why we're friends. I've got amazing musicians. Hey guys, I'm Sterling Cates. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. And to my left.
Yeah. You can find me on all social media handles as well as Cortez G West. And make sure you also find us on AfterBuzz TV.
That's right. You know what this episode made me want to do?
Fight.
Yes, fight. But we need to have a game night.
Yeah.
How fun would that be?
Well, when I lived in Atlanta, that's all we did. We had like a Taco Tuesday night. We had a Wing Wednesday.
Yum.
We had a Throwback Thursday. Like, we always had something to do.
We gotta do that.
You have the perfect place. I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe we can like do some sort of game night with AfterBuzz. You know, I'm just throwing it. Okay, never mind. All right, anyway, let's get into this episode. It's episode 7. We're moving right along. There's 10 episodes of this season.
Right, so that confirms Donna. It's not 7. That was probably was a mistake. Yeah.
Huh?
On the comments.
Oh, okay. So yeah. What did...
Everyone, one of the comments was stating that it was when they went to the website, it said 7...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I asked Katie when she was here, straight from the source.
Yeah,
that's, And she said there's 10 episodes. So we've got 3 more after this week. So it's coming down to the
final. It went by quick.
But I know it really did. Time flies when you're having fun. Anyways, so this episode is a game night. So Lauren decides to host this game night at her new apartment or...
Condo, rather.
Mm-hmm. Now that Liam is staying there with her. And we'll get into that in a second. But last week we were talking about where did this Sabrina girl come from? All of a sudden she's best friends with Amy. You okay over there?
I'm smelling like salami.
Salami? You just had all those sandwiches, so it's probably
you.
I was
like, is that my breath?
Yep, could be.
Ooh, I'm just my breath is kicking.
I'm just glad. I'm over here. I'm across the table.
How are you?
Oh, no, stop. No, okay, so anyways, so we were talking last week about where Sabrina came from, because obviously she has a past with Karma and Amy, more closer with Amy, obviously, and we learned that they all went to camp when they were younger together, Camp Kichiwawa, mm-hmm. or something like that. And
I'm just talking.
And so that's where she's from. We got that answer. And obviously, Karma is not thrilled about this. And we learn that it's because Karma always thought that Sabrina was mean to her behind Amy's back. And that
she was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that Sabrina kind of treated Karma, was very mean to Karma when Amy wasn't looking. But when Amy was around, she was very nice. Right. Do you have friends like that in your life?
I was that person.
You were that person?
I was Sabrina.
You really?
But if those of you have seen the episode, how it turns out Sabrina is acting, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I was that
person.
In the beginning, before we found out that she was a BITC, you know.
Yeah.
I was that person before that was like, I would get jealous, or either I would do behind my other friend's back, I would do some stuff to my other person.
This is so funny. We just got a tweet at LarissaGirl23. Sabrina scares me in all caps.
That look that she gave after Karma walked away. Oh yeah.
Oh, and it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Larissa. Oh. I just saw that.
At Larissa Girl 23. Yeah. Happy birthday, guys.
Yeah, happy birthday. Thanks
happy
for tuning in.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh dear Lord. You can keep going if you want.
You about my song on iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes or SoundCloud. Okay, so you were Sabrina. That's good to know. But not since you were a kid, right? But
I'm the only child.
Okay.
And well, that's where it stemmed from.
Gotcha.
So I only went to public school my ninth and 10th grade year. But any other time, I was always like in a private school and I graduated from a military academy. So I was always like, I always wanted a best friend. I always wanted a brother, you know? And I was always the tallest and the oldest because my birthday would come before school ended.
Gotcha.
So, I was Sabrina.
Okay. Well, at least you know that.
I was Sabrina up till the ending, Sabrina, that we just found out what kind of person she is. I'll put it like that.
Yeah. And so... Off of this, so let's see, where do we want to go? Karma ends up wanting, so she's having auditions with Shane for their band. Mm-hmm. She's eventually vents to Shane about, you know, what's going on, and she's honest with him and open with him about, you know, that Sabrina isn't who we think she is. And Shane gives her very immature advice to try to patch
things. Very immature?
Very mature advice to patch things up and to give her a second chance, because we're not all the same people that we were when we were 12, obviously.
Some people are, but yeah.
Okay.
Some people are, yeah.
Okay, and so then Liam is at Lauren's, and he kind of makes her feel like she's being a prude, which she kind of is, and that he has all these strict rules, blah, 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 and he's basically becoming this new Lizbeth, you know, because she needs to replace him, and she doesn't like being alone. Anyway,
well, that's on his fault, because he actually was making her feel like, you know, I enjoy your rules. You know, whatever, whatever. You know, staying at Shane's house was totally different than being here.
Yeah.
But, and I think she took it when he said that, you know, I like you, you know, giving me things to do and having me whatever, whatever, because it makes me feel more secure, whatever. Right. And I just don't want to tip you off. So she took it that way. But I don't think he was doing that on purpose. I just think that
I
that's
don't think
like
he was
any,
either.
Yeah, I just think that's anybody who is could be homeless at any point, and you stand in a nice place, I'll be able to help out as much as I can. As
right.
Well,
I mean, she's letting him stay there for free. Like, he doesn't want to step on her toes because he
we
knows.
Don't know. We don't know for free. It's too long now.
Okay, not yet. Well, for right now.
Get a little took it. Okay.
Anyway. And then, so before game night, the other thing that happened that was important is Amy tells Sabrina that she is a lesbian or is interested in girls. At least, after Sabrina asked Amy if she's dating Felix, which she's like, "Nah, long story short, we're not, but I don't have any boys or girls in my life." And Sabrina tells her that she has a long-distance boyfriend. So, which seemed natural. It seemed like she wasn't lying.
But my thing is like, Amy didn't ask her, so why?
Yeah, she did. She said, "What about you? Like, do you have any boyfriend?" Like, Amy asked her after. Yeah.
So she was that's why she was just like, "Cause I assumed you, because we'd always talk about boys. And gotta,
yeah. And she was like, "Well, it's a recent development, blah, blah."
Yeah.
And then she was like, "What about you?" And she was like, "Well, I have a long distance boyfriend." Okay. And that's what happened. Okay. So fast forward to game night. So Lauren sends that text invite out, and it's like, "Come over for a super fun game night."
And how do you send those texts? Because I want to send my texts with a flyer like that and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. We need to ask the Baking It crew how to do that, what app that is. But so she hosts this game night, and I love that scene when they open the door and Liam is standing behind Lauren, and he has the apron on. And the whole group is there. And they're all just like, "Excuse me, what? First of all, why is Liam here? And then why is he wearing an apron? And why are they friends? And why? Just why, really?
Why is he in an apron and you're not?"
Right, exactly. So all of that whole scene right there just was hilarious to me. And then, so it was Felix, Amy brought Sabrina, and Shane, and Karma. Mm-hmm. Karma invited Noah,
who came later,
who had earlier auditioned for the band. He didn't even get to take his instrument out before Shane shut him down.
Shane.
And Karma was like, "Why don't we give him a second chance? We're giving Sabrina a second chance." And so she invites Noah to come over to game night. And there's obviously this whole tension between Karma, Sabrina, Amy the whole time. Like, when they were picking which teams they were going to be on, Karma, Amy, and Sabrina all ended up on the same team, but then twist of fate and Karma has to switch teams, which obviously she's not happy about, because she wants to be close to Amy.
At all times. If Sabrina is around, she wants to be around Amy at all times.
Yeah, that's important if Sabrina's around. Because if Sabrina wasn't there, she wouldn't care about being on different teams. Right, exactly.
But they're right about the rule about when you have like two friends or two, you know, if you have your boyfriend and girlfriend on the same team, that doesn't work that way. You have to separate.
You know each other too well.
That's like game night 101.
Rules. 101. Bring Cortez to be the ref at any. He can play more in any game night. I get super into game nights like that, though.
I'm super
competitive.
So do I.
We don't mess around.
And they were right about that rule. If it's charades, there's no noise.
Yeah, that's right.
And
you're like,
Karma,
absolutely.
And Karma, you was doing all the noise. So, yes. And that's so particular. That's so, like, how the other team would be. I didn't hear the noise. No, she weren't. I didn't get it. I wouldn't have got it. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Y'all just mad. No, she was making noise buddy.
Yeah, but of course, since we're not in that situation, we read it as Sabrina kind of out for karma, which right. she was. But like, but honestly, if that were me and that was my friend, I would have done the same thing.
Exactly.
Just being competitive, really.
Even though she was like, well, she was on the opposite team. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
She's being competitive for like a different game that she's playing, not the game that everyone else is playing.
And but I've actually been in a predicament where I've looked at, I was the person that was the stupid person, the looking stupid, because I felt like no one else saw what I was seeing.
Yeah.
I was like, y'all know y'all see that this dude is really trying to get my friend.
I love like when, so like when it's someone else, you're always like, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, like mm-hmm. calling them out. But then when it's you, it's like, why you gotta call me out?
No.
Like, I didn't, we're just having fun here. Like,
I would love to be in that spot. And I've never been in that spot before.
Because you're just so good at games.
No, I've never been in a spot to where there people were saying that I was the problem.
And yeah.
Like, whatever. I was always the person that was saying,
you're the problem.
They're the problem.
Yeah.
But no one else saw it.
So it doesn't
but
really
me.
Matter.
But me. So I was like, ugh!
So it doesn't really matter. Anyway, so Karma ends up getting all of these infractions and getting kicked out. And basically, it's because of Sabrina, but also Sabrina was just...
And we, of course, Lauren still doesn't do Karma. Still.
Yeah. And, yeah, exactly. And then you have Liam, who's like, we find out, purposefully sucking. He's... losing on purpose so that Lauren can win.
Right, did you see the pizza?
Yeah,
like,
he was
come
like,
on,
oh,
dude.
It's a circle.
It's a pizza. And Shane was like, did you try the pepperonis?
Yeah. So he was obviously just trying to let Lauren win that whole time, which Shane calls him out for being a new Lisbeth, just being Lauren's little, you know, little something-something. Mm-hmm. And then during the break, Noah comes with a peace offering to Shane and apologizes for manipulating him before at the band thing, and it was a genuine apology, blah blah blah. Shane accepts the apology and then extends an offer to be in the band, and then Noah's like, you know what,
I thought about it too.
I thought about it too, and I don't really want to be in your band. Yeah, your band
kind of
sucks.
I prayed about it and I thought about it and I realized that I can't.
Your band kind of sucks. So that's all he says, and he gets up and leaves. So obviously that's going to leave Shane wanting more answers.
Yeah, Shane is the male Lauren. You're not going to tell me no.
Yeah. And so let's like just finish this little storyline between the two of them while we're on the topic. So then Shane, of course, goes back up to Noah later and is like, listen, I know the game you're playing. You want me to come ask you what's wrong with my band, why you don't want to be in it, blah, blah, blah. And Noah's like, well, I haven't really thought about this because this isn't a plan. But if I were to say your band is cliche and derivative and blah, blah, and like had all these reasons, of course. Mm-hmm. And then.
And I don't like the name.
And then, of course, Shane gets upset and leaves. Mm-hmm. And Noah follows him and apologizes once again and admits that he just likes Shane and that's the only reason he was being so mean to him. Because sometimes the people you love the most are the people you're meanest to.
That's true. I remember that in first grade, but not in 10th and 11th grade.
That was always like, I feel like even in like, well, definitely middle school and high school, like people would be, their way of flirting was to like poke fun at you or to be mean. Blah, blah.
I remember that in elementary.
But you went to an all boys school.
But no, I'm talking about my years of public school, my 9th and 10th grade year.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember like, someone, I mean, if I liked the girl, I would like, yeah, I would mess with her, like play with her,
yeah.
like, you know, snag her hair,
right,
or like
stuff
poke
like that,
her, like,
totally.
But I wouldn't like be negative with her, though. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, I think people do it different ways, but it's all in the same nature, like whether you're like
you
pulling someone's
Sterling?
Hair. I wasn't doing anything.
What were they doing to you? How about that?
I honestly like don't really remember high school.
You know what's so funny? Off subject a little bit. Today I was doing a little spring cleaning and I found all my love letters from
you did
from public school. Yes,
you have
I did.
Them here.
I have them. I brought them here.
You brought them to AfterBuzz?
No, not here.
Oh, I want to read them.
Yes.
Wait, were they love?
And this is like 10, 11, almost 12 years, guys. So
that
I can like
hilarious.
I was like the paper is so like
thin
that you have to like literally be careful opening, unfolding it. Some of them were like the origami.
Origami. Were these love notes that you sent like in class?
Or no, they were given to me.
So you've got like a whole box full. Are they from one person? Or are they
multiple?
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I want to read these.
And
so
I was
bad.
So like, oh my god, I can't believe I didn't have these.
So did you ever send them back?
No, but they were to me. They were things that I needed to send back. You know, I remember getting some of the "Do you like me?" Yes or no.
Yeah.
But they were like two-page letter people. These were people that was saying, because I was an a-hole in public school. I really was. Like I thought I was the baddest thing walking around the halls, and I really wasn't paying attention to no one. I was like Felix in school.
Yeah.
Like you thought I was a nerd, but I wasn't. But I was the flyest guy. And you know, girls like that.
Sure.
When you're a little bit of mystery, they like that.
Yeah, mystery's good.
That's why Amy.
But so wait, you never responded to any of these love letters?
It wasn't a responding type. It was no, but did you ever?
Yeah, okay, but did you ever? Did you ever like?
I do recall writing back a couple, but I write hard, and my hand gets tired. So there were times I would just go to them and be like, look, what? Because I was always the oldest. I was always the oldest, yeah.
Cool. Well, that's interesting that you still have them and you brought them to L.A.
So we're going to have a game night. You read them on game night.
I know. Whenever you lose game night, Cortez's love letters get to be broadcasted to the world. So Noah admits that he was just being mean because he actually does like Shane, which is a normal thing. And then he goes in for the kill and they have a little makeout sesh. Shane was like, you're sending all the wrong signals, but now that you're telling me, I am down with the cause.
Which I don't see that.
Why not?
I mean, I don't see Noah like for them. Shane. I mean, I've come to the what's the word I want to use? I've come to the point of like, okay, I want to help Shane find. I want to help find Shane someone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because he's been through like
multiple guys. You want Shane to be someone nice.
And maybe even more... No, I'm not going to say that. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think it's interesting relationship because Shane is always used to having the upper hand in relationships, blah, blah, blah.
So but personality Noah, wise.
But Noah's like challenging him and keeping him guessing and having that component of mystery that you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. So I can see it. I like it. I'm glad that Noah had the courage to act, you know, instead of like hiding behind being mean, that he like had the courage to be like, listen, let me make out with your face.
What is it called? Let me suck face. Yeah. That's what people say. I heard that one time and I fell out laughing. There is a you over here sucking face. I said, what?
What? That's so funny. So that's that storyline. I guess later in predictions, we'll talk about what we think is going to happen with them. But so then let's go back to Karma and Amy. Yeah, because that's like the whole thing. Yeah. So Karma gets ejected from the game from Lauren after she has too many...
disqualified.
She's disqualified. And bye, Felicia. And then basically Karma in front of everyone calls out Sabrina. She's like, can no one else see that Sabrina is trying to ruin me right
now? That
was me. Yeah. And so Amy takes Karma outside, yada, yada, yada. They have a sweet little moment. But Karma, which I really liked, was honest with Amy when they went outside and was like, listen, Sabrina is different when you're not around. Like, she's mean to me, blah, blah, blah. To which Amy just says, you sound crazy, which is never, like, a good thing to say because, like, that's the reason Karma never told her in the first place because she was afraid that she wouldn't believe her.
I just cannot believe that you... Were you a mean girl in school?
No.
So who were you in school from the show?
From the show?
Mm-hmm. Were you Karma? Were you Amy? Were you Sabrina?
I was probably...
Were you Rachel?
I was probably more, like, as far as, like, her... stands just Amy. I was like pretty drama free. I played sports. You know, I was friends with everyone.
But how were you to your friends though? Did you have a Karma as a friend in school?
I had a best friend.
So you're saying you would have done what Amy did when Karma was telling her about Sabrina?
Oh no, I wouldn't have done that.
Oh okay.
I don't have like one character that I would make the same exact decision.
Yeah, I have like multiples that I would be like.
Yeah, I'd be like, I would do that. But eventually they're like, you know, no one can come in between our friendship, which is like the what every Carmi fan wants to hear.
Yo.
Nothing can break Carmi.
Yo, when Amy asked her, do you really think that someone can come between us? She said, yeah.
Yeah, Karma said,
yo,
yep.
That was gangsta.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense, though, because they were fighting, and then all of a sudden, when Karma's dad had a heart attack, they were just like, oh, all of a sudden, we're going to be best friends again. Like, they never really, like, talked about it or worked it out, blah, blah. But Amy was right, though, when she said, you know, it wasn't that we didn't fix things. It was just that it made us realize what's actually important, which is our friendship. So, I mean, that...
But I still, though, I wouldn't let my friend go away thinking that this person is just not doing anything. That I know my friend well enough to know that she's not crazy. Or, well, she's a little crazy.
Right, yeah. Well, but, I think they got past that, though.
No, but no, Amy was just like, you know, Sabrina is not... She's just a regular person, like... At that point, I would have been like, okay, I would have listened, and I would have went back into game night and watched Sabrina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Like, I don't think that Amy even took into consideration what Karma was saying. She just, yeah, I agree with that. And because now what we see, so when they go back in, Karma and confront Sabrina is like, listen, I'm sorry. I just got terrible flashbacks from camp when you basically were so mean to me behind Amy's back, which, again, I appreciated her actually saying that to her. So she's like... knows, like, I know you know that I know that. You know that I
that
was
I
mean.
I know that you know that, that I know. And we both that know that. We both know. I was, yeah. You know.
So I appreciated that moment. But then Sabrina was like, that was the worst summer of your life. That was the worst summer of my life. And then she basically said the exact same story that Karma told, but then she admitted to being the person who called the night guard because, you know, she just wanted Amy all to herself, of course, because she finally thought she had a best friend, blah, blah. So she's obviously crazy jealous of Karma as well.
So do you really think that she was treated badly and
well, it sounded like she didn't have any friends, and then she finally found a friend in Amy, and then Amy already had a best friend, so she was just jealous and wanted Amy all to herself is what I made of it. But then they eventually call a truce, but you know that truce is not real on Sabrina's part, but it does seem real on Karma's part. And then Amy and Sabrina are walking home together. And Sabrina's just like, listen, I need to tell you something.
Which is odd. Like, where the heck did Karma go?
Well, Karma probably just went home. I think, I don't know, whatever. Because Sabrina came with Amy. They all met at Lauren's or whatever. So I guess they were walking.
Maybe
they
all just got
there
at the same time, but came separate
yeah,
ways.
They all, anyways.
We're just going to be our imagination. I'm going to have an imagination to say that, you know, they went on
there. Yeah, she went somewhere else. but Sabrina ended up with Amy, and she basically tells her that she has always been, she's been, like, questioning her sexuality as of late. Now she, like, isn't sure if she's straight, blah, blah. So, like, basically kind of saying, like, the same stuff that Amy was going through, not sure, like, what her sexuality is exactly, blah, blah.
And she's also trying to build, like, some secrets
with Amy. She's like, don't tell anyone.
Exactly,
keep this between the two of us,
and that's
blah,
what
blah.
Best friends do. You know what I'm saying? So
and,
she's trying to,
and she loved when Amy was like, I won't tell Karma, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then Amy's like, well, what about your boyfriend you told me about earlier? And she's like, I made it up. And it's kind of like, do you think she's being real here, or do you think she's making up this whole thing? Like,
most definitely. Like, I can just tell by the face, yeah, this facial expression. That I mean, when Karma walked out of the closet after their truce, I can just tell that she was just like,
she's up to something.
Yeah.
So that, and especially that hug at the end when she hugs Amy after she tells her that she might be a lesbian or bisexual or whatever it is. That she, like, hugs her and she, like, makes a face like, I got her now. It's kind of like this whole scheme I think she just made up so that Amy will be closer to her.
And I don't think that she knows that she has started a bomb. She's making a bomb because she doesn't know about the situation between her and Karma.
Right, exactly.
So she doesn't know how.
She doesn't know what she's going to get into.
Exactly.
And then it's really going to just ruin her friendship with Amy in the long run.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the last storyline, which was Liam and Lauren, really quickly before we get into predictions. So at the end of it, Lauren and Liam end up having Liam, like, confronts Lauren about how she's treating him like the new Lisbeth, blah, blah, blah. And they end up fighting it out via
games, cards. Still playing games.
Yeah. Which Lauren wins. So he's like, shit, I guess I'll sleep in my car tonight. And she's like, wait, don't go. I like having you here.
Wait,
I'm scared.
Stop.
Wait, stop. No, no, no. So they end up... Talking like adults.
Anaconda. I like that.
Yeah, it's mature. But she's like, listen, I like having you here because really I'm terrified. And it's obviously doing him a favor and he appreciates being there, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know if you remember this.
And she's like, but you don't have to be the new Lisbeth.
I don't know if you remember this or if you all remember this, but that look when she said, you can stay here, it's not that bad having you here, that look he gave her was the same look that he gave Karma before they went into that sand capsule therm thing with Jiggy. So I was like, oh, maybe he's starting to get a little touchy with Lauren.
I don't know yet. I don't think that's happened yet. I think that they're finally like, oh, wait, we could be friends.
I don't think right now, but most definitely he's
going to. It's like definitely on that path.
Yeah, it's most definitely. I mean, you live in, come on, man. If I'm living in a house, never mind this story.
No, but it's definitely on that path because they were obviously not friends.
Yeah.
And then she was treating him like her servant.
Opposite tracks.
Yeah. And then, but now they're like breaking down that wall and they're finally like, okay, we're friends. We're cordial. And then you know what the next step is. So we'll see what happens. That's probably going to happen in the next couple of episodes.
Yeah, I haven't missed too many of my predictions. Most of my predictions have been good.
All right, let's get into predictions since you're so good at them.
You go first.
Okay. Okay, well, I obviously predict that Warren and Liam are going to be a thing. They're going to, I don't know if they'll be a thing, but they're definitely going to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
And I predict... Well, Shane and Noah are going to be a thing. Shane still doesn't know Noah's secret or whatever that he's hiding. But we all know that he's a transgender actor. But I'm guessing within the show plot line, I'm not sure if they know that yet.
I don't think they know that yet. And I think that that's going to be the secret. I think that that's actually going to be the actual secret on the show.
Okay, yeah.
Which there's a trailer that a lot of you guys have been talking about on the comments and... I haven't had the chance to watch it, but I think maybe, and I may be wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I think someone was telling me that, like, they're also a transgender on the show.
Yeah, so it's, like, not only just in real life, but also on the show.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's the secret. Yeah, what else do you have?
And then I just really think this whole thing with Sabrina and Amy is going to blow up because I feel like Sabrina's lying about it, first of all. I think she's faking it. And I feel like Karma is going to catch wind of it. And I feel like Karma's going to try to get Sabrina, separate Sabrina and Amy by pushing Felix to be with Amy. Does that make sense?
Pretty much. I do feel like Sabrina is going to be one of those people that is setting herself up for a trap. And who's to say? Maybe Sabrina just might be...
Maybe this is real. Maybe she is.
What she said that night when she told Amy that she may be having these thoughts about being bisexual or not being straight, shall I say. Maybe that was a lie, but maybe throughout this process with, three more episodes?
Yeah.
Maybe there may be some attraction, and then they may actually start to experiment together.
Yeah.
Which, at this point, Amy is past experiments, and she done went on the pussy wagon. She done went with old girl. So it's like, she's past experimenting, so I don't know, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just really don't think that Sabrina's up to any good.
And I do think that Lauren and Liam are going to hit it off, and I think they're going to, as usual, per usual with Lauren, she's going to keep it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Or try to. And they're going to make out in the art room.
They're going to be like, we can't tell anyone. I mean, it's already complicated enough.
And I feel like someone is coming back for Lauren. I feel like Tim is coming back.
Theo?
Theo.
Maybe.
I feel like Theo is coming back.
All right. Just when Liam starts to like Lauren, someone comes and sweeps her off her feet. All right. Well, that sounds good to me. I don't know. Where can the people find you, Cortez?
You all can find me on all social media. At Cortez G West. You can also find us, all of us, at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you go to iTunes, rate us top 5, and comment.
Talk to us.
Talk to us. You know we talked back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get this one. Talk more.
Talk back. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates, and like Cortez said, all of us at AfterBuzz TV. And we'll see you next week for episode 8.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.